Chapter 15. Been brought upon the town, Rates? By the fornications of one Ralph Blossom, Mr. Major inquired why he should not contribute zivpence weekly toward their maintenance. But it being shown that the said R.B. was dying of a purple fever, no order was made. Budmouth Borough Minutes. 16. When I am in hell or some such place, a groaning over my sorry case, what will those seven women say to me who, when I coaxed them, answered ye to me? I did not understand your sign, will be the words of Caroline, while Jane will cry, if I'd had proof of you, I should have learned to hold aloof of you. I won't reproach. It was to be, will dryly murmur sicely, and Rosa, feel no hostility, for I must own I lent facility. Lizzie says, harp was my regret, and sometimes it is now. But yet I joy that, though it brought notoriousness, I knew love once, and all its gloriousness. Says Patience, high are we apart? Small harm did you, my poor sweetheart. A man-child born, now tall and beautiful, was worth the ache of days undutiful. And Anne cries, the time was fair, so wherefore should you burn down there? There is a deed under the sun, my love, and that was ours. What's done is done, my love. These trumpets here in heaven are dumb to me with you away. Dear, come, oh come to me. The Noble Lady's Tale, circa 1790. I moved with pensive paces, I and he, and bent our faded faces wistfully, for something troubled him, and troubled me. He lanthorn feebly lightened our grey hall, where ancient brands had brightened hearth and wall, and shapes long vanished with her vanish all. Oh why, love, nightly, daily, apostrophe I had said, dost sigh, and smile so palely, as if shed were all life's blossoms, all its dear things dead? Apostrophe, apostrophe, since silence sets thee grieving, apostrophe he replied, and I abhor deceiving one so tried, why, love, I'll speak, ere time must twain divide. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he held me, I remember, just as when our life was June, September it was then, and we walked on, until he spoke again. Susie, an Irish mummer, loud acclaimed through the gay London summer, was I, named a master in my art, who would be famed. But lo, there beamed before me Lady Sue, God's altar vow she swore me when none knew, and for her sake I bade the sock adieu. My lord dear father's pardon thus I won. He led his heart unhardened towards his son, and honorably condoned what we had done. But said recall you, dearest? As for Sue, I'd see her though nearest me unto sooner entombed than in a stage purlieu. Just so. And here he housed us, in this nook, where love like balm has drowsed us. Robin, Rook, our chief familiars, next to string and book. Our days here, peace enshrouded, followed strange the old stage joyance, crowded, rich in range, but never did my soul desire a change, till now, when far uncertain lips of your call me to the curtain, there once more, but once, to tread the boards I trod before. A night the last and single year I die to face the lights, to mingle as did I once in the game, and rivet every eye. Apostrophe, apostrophe, to something drear, distressing as the knell of all hopes worth possessing. Apostrophe. Dot dot what befell seemed linked with me, but how I could not tell. Hours passed, till I implored him, as he knew how faith and frankness toward him ruled me through, to say what ill I had done, and could undo. Faith frankness. Ah! Heaven save such! Apostrophe murmured he, they are wedded wealth. I gave such liberally, but you, dear, not. For you suspected me. Apostrophe was about beseeching in hurt haste more meaning, when he, reaching to my waist, led me to pace the hall as once we paced. I never meant to draw you to own all, apostrophe declared he. But I saw you by the wall, half hid. And that was why I failed with Al. Apostrophe, where? When? Apostrophe said I why, nigh me, at the play that night. That you should spy me, doubt my fay, and follow, furtive, took my heart away. Apostrophe, apostrophe, had I had never been there, but had gone to my locked room unseen there, Curtains drawn, long days abiding told I, wonder one. Nay, 'twas your form and vesture, cloak and gown, your hooded features gesture half in frown, that faced me, pale, apostrophe he urged, that night in town. And when, outside, I handed to her chair as courtesy demanded of me there, the leading lady, you peeped from the stair. Trait pleaded I. Forsooth, love, had I gone, I must have been in truth, love, mad to don such well-known raiment. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but he still went on, had he was not mistaken nor misled. I felt like one forsaken, wished me dead, that he could think thus of the wife he had wed. This going seemed to waste him like a curse, to wreck what once had graced him, and, averse to my approach, he mused, and moped, and worse. Ill, what no words effected thought achieved. It was my wraith projected, he conceived, thither, by my tense brain at home aggrieved. Hereon his credence centered till he died, and, no more tempted, entered Sancti Feed, the little vault with room for one beside. 3. Thus far the lady's story. Now she too, reclines within that hoary last dark mew in Melstock choir with him, she loved so true. A yellowing marble, placed there tablet-wise, and two joined hearts enchased their meaty eyes, and reading their twin names we moralize. Did she, we wonder, follow jealously? And were those protests hollow? Or saw he some semblant dame? Or can wraiths really be? Were it she went, her honor, all may hold, pressed truth at last upon her till she told him only others as these lines unfold. Riddle death sealed forever, let it rest. One's heart could blame her never, if one guessed that go she did. She knew her act her best. Unrealized, down comes the winter rain spoils my hat and bow runs into the pole of me, but mother won't know. We've been out, and caught a cold, knee-deep in snow. Such a lucky thing it is that mother won't know. Rosie lost herself last night, couldn't tell where to go. Yes, it rather frightened her, but mother didn't know. Somebody made Willie drunk at the Christmas show. Oh, 'twas fun. It's well for him that mother won't know. Howsoever wild we are, late at school or slow, mother won't be cross with us, mother won't know. How we cried the day she died. Neighbors whispering low. But we now do, what we will mother won't know. Wagtail and baby, a baby watched a ford, where to a wagtail came for drinking. A blaring bull went wading through, the wagtail showed no shrinking. A stallion splashed his way across, the birdie nearly sinking. He gave his plumes a twitch and toss, and held his own unblinking. Next saw the baby round the spot a mongrel slowly slinking. The wagtail gazed, but faltered not a dip and sip and prinking. A perfect gentleman then neared. The wagtail, in a winking, with terror rose and disappeared. The baby fell a-thinking. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.